of utopia. It relies on the certainty of a world beyond this world. By contrast, composition is all about immanence. For it, there is no world of beyond. The difference is not moot, because what can be critiqued cannot be composed. It's really a mundane question of having the right tools for the right job. With a hammer, or a sledgehammer at hand, you can do a lot of things. You can break down walls, you can destroy idols, you can ridicule prejudices, but not repair. Take care, assemble, reassemble, stitch together. It's no more possible to compose with a paraphernalia of Ritchie than it's possible to cook with a seesaw. And the limits are even greater, because the hammer of critique works just as long as the beyond world of reality is revealed for good behind the slowly destroyed walls of appearances. But when there is nothing of real to be seen behind the destroyed wall, critique looks suddenly like another form of nihilism. What's the use of poking holes in delusion if nothing truer is revealed beneath? This is just what has happened to postmodernism. It's modernism fully equipped with the same tool as the modern for iconoclasm, but without a belief in a real world of beyond. No wonder it had no other solution but to break itself to pieces and ended up debunking the debunker. It meant something only as long as it was accompanied by a sturdy and juvenile belief in a real world of beyond. Once deprived of this naive belief in transcendence, critique is no longer able to create this difference of potential that has given it literally steam. And this is why it has been necessary to move from iconoclasm to what I've called with friends in this exhibition that Vincent mentioned, iconoclash. That is the suspension of a critical earth. The transformation of debunking from a resource into a thing to study, a topic. While critics still believe that there is too much belief and too many things standing in between reality, compositionists believe that there are enough ruins and that if everything has to be reassembled pieces by pieces, which is another way to say that compositionists don't wish to have too much to do with the 20th century. Let the dead bury the dead.